May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 45. How can ye hope, deluded souls, to see what none e'er saw? Salvation by the works obtained of Sinai's fiery law. Hymn number 45.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the book of Psalms, Psalms 115, 118, 115 and 118. The 115. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and for evermore. Praise the Lord. Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth for ever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me, that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvellous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let us pray. Holy, eternal Lord God, ever merciful, gracious, long-suffering, of whom we have been reading and may our hearts, by gracious, merciful experience, know the language up till this time. It will be a mercy to us to be able to enter into the spirit of grace in the reading. But we come poor and needy before an almighty triune God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. We have to come into thy house, Lord, burdened with sin, confessing our sins. May we come to thy house with living prayer, exercise desire. May we come in humble awe of the majesty of God, our breath, our life, and every circumstance we are in is all appointed, every step. Oh, we will tremble before thee, and do grant that as we go forth into worship of Jehovah, even this night, may it be in that soberness of spirit, that humble reverence, considering what we deserve. May we not rest on anything that we've just gathered up in religion as we attend thy house or hear thy people talk, just the tradition of the fathers. Lord, teach me. Lord, have mercy on me. In the deep waters, hear me. Hear my cry. We cry to the God of heaven for thy blessing and thy mercy in reality upon us. Oh, dear Lord, we do pray that thou wilt bless our gathering, even this evening. May the angel of thy presence, Lord Jesus, Son of God, Son of David, be found in this sanctuary. Thou knowest every case in every heart that has come here this evening hour. Meet us, speak, instruct, be merciful, be gracious, undertake. O Lord, may thy blessed person by faith be made known unto us in the lattice of the gospel in a little measure, we humbly ask. O, do be exalted in my life, my heart. But Lord, there are times where our whole heart and life is utterly filled with shame, utter shame. Oh, Lord, what wretches we are. Oh, how wandering, how forgetful, how unmindful of all thy goodness to us. Oh, we are hardened through the deceitfulness of sin in our nature at times. We come confessing our many sins, but soften our hearts with the opening of the living waters of the gospel. Lead us to the fountain that is opened. Lord, that fountain was opened at Calvary, and by the Holy Ghost since Eden, but was literally opened, the glory of it was opened at Calvary. To lead us to this washing and this cleansing for all unrighteousness and sin. May we be at the feet of Jesus often, and may our hearts be affected and troubled and humbled at our sins, as we consider And, O Lord, awful if it is not so, that thou hast suffered for these sins. And how can we crucify thee afresh again? O, have mercy on us, Lord. This is a serious business. O, do have compassion on us, we humbly pray. And soften us and grant that living touch of thy love toward us still, despite all our failings and infirmities. We would never hide under poverty as an excuse. O Lord, may we gather up the loins of our mind, but it must be by thy Holy Spirit. Blessed Holy Ghost, lead us. Grant the realities of the living sacrifice of Jesus to our hearts and lives. We humbly pray. And lead us at thy feet to bear fruit, to learn of thee, who is meek and lowly in heart, now exalted in glory, to learn of thee. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us. Remember this house of prayer. Remember the dear deacons that bear office, one away with his loved ones and family. Be gracious unto them where they are, and grant that safe return in due time. One leading the public worship, remember him in all his cares and burdens. Remember them both together in their cares and burdens and family life. Or remember all before thee now, aged friends, those unable to attend through weakness and infirmity. Have compassion. Speak to their hearts and bless them. Have compassion, Lord. We remember all in middle life in the heat of the day. Help them to cast their burden and cares upon thee, whatever it might be, a multitude of cares and burdens. Remember young people going forth in life. Go before them, prosper them. We would rightly pray for thy provision and to be upon them. But, dear Lord, bring them to fear thy name and to know thee, and to seek thy face while it is called today. Do speak and gather them up, I pray, under thy cloud and thy grace. Remember all in affliction and pain and suffering, for thou knowest every case before thee. Do be with all those in affliction. May these things be a speaking voice to us all. And may we, each of us, be profited in the pathway and learn of thee in these afflictions. Put forth thy healing hand. We do thank thee where thou hast. Remember all away at this time of year, taking rest and change. Remember those unable to meet with us this evening, our lawfully detained. Or remember them where they are, and do speak to their hearts. Those that have no desire to come, do kindle that desire. For, Lord, it is only by grace. It is only by grace. So remember this house of prayer. Remember thy servants that come preaching here from week to week and service to service. Grant them, thus saith the Lord, and bless the labours. Increase this house of prayer in most holy faith, church and congregation. Remember Zion. Remember all thy servants on the walls of Zion, the editors of our denominational magazines, secretaries of our charitable societies. Bless them in their labours. And, Lord, do return in power in the ministry of the word. Remember thy servants in distress and deep waters. Now, Lord, remember thy one church also through the earth, the missionaries where thy name is feared and thy word is read in deep places of the earth. Have mercy on us in the nation. Have mercy on England. Thou hast been merciful to us of recent weeks. But, O Lord, leave us not, we pray, for the remnant's sake. O overthrow the evil designs of our leaders. Pray for the new Prime Minister that thou wilt direct her in the right way. Remember Zion, hear prayer, let thy work appear. Lengthen out our Protestant heritage, religious civil liberties, freedom to worship. Have mercy on our Queen and upon us on the throne when she has gone. Now, Lord, we acknowledge and thank thee for every mercy. We do indeed. All thy kindness, thy goodness, thy care, thy watchfulness over us. Oh, we do thank thee, Lord, for all thy goodness and mercies to us. Abundance of supply helps by the way. But, Lord, those spiritual mercies, there is a throne of grace. Sinners approach, pleading thy blood, what thou hast done and what thou hast provided for the poor, the needy and the dying. O Lord, we thank thee for the gospel, the word, the doors of Zion open, but above all the glory of our great high priest, thy precious blood. O thy sacrifice, it is a living sacrifice. O, and a glorious eternal resurrection. O, we do bless thee. Make these things known unto us. We thank thee for all those spiritual mercies. Now, Lord, anything we may have omitted to ask, do make up in giving. Lord, forgive us in all our infirmities. Now, Lord, what wait we for? Our hope is in thee. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Bless thy word, thy gospel. Holy Ghost, be dew in our midst. Bring forth the manna of heaven unto us, even the blessed body and blood of Christ. Great God, Holy Father, I plead the name of thine only begotten Son, whom thou hast provided. Plead his name before the throne. Lord Jesus, I plead thy name before the throne, the only advocate with God. Oh, come, I pray with the publican, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Pray with the man with the lunatic son, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. We come with the woman of Canaan. Lord, help me. Help us. Come. Come visit us. Come bless us. Wash. Cleanse. Sprinkle our hearts with thy blood. Come, forgive. Visit us. Bless us. Lord, appear to us. Come, come, Lord Jesus. Come, come, come. Amen.
Hymn number 238. With melting heart and weeping eyes, my guilty soul for mercy cries. What shall I do? or whither flee, to escape the vengeance due to me. Hymn 238.
in their complete dependence upon the Lord, who needed help, I would draw your attention to the book of Psalms, Psalm 115, which we read, Psalm 115 and verse 11. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Psalm 115, verse 11. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The opening of the psalm speaks of the folly of idols, things literally that we would not be familiar with. By the time of the psalmist, that was very apparent, and they were surrounded with heathen nations serving idols. But he says, they that make them are like unto them, so is every one that trusteth in them. And then the psalmist breaks forth and speaks generally to Israel. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. God's people, trust thou in the Lord. Then there is a change. To Aaron, those that bear office, we could say the ministers, but in those days, the Levites, the house of Aaron, them to trust in the Lord, those that speak as the oracle, and still the truth, the Lord is the help of his people and their shield, their protection. The psalmist then goes lower and speaks to those that fear him, those who do not consider themselves worthy, unworthy, to be counted among God's people, who feel to be the less than the least of all saints. But he speaks to their heart, ye that fear the Lord, ye that fear the Lord, are we among those that fear the Lord? The same blessed exhortation as to the Levites, the house of Aaron, those that bear office, the same God, the same mercy, the same grace, to the nation of Israel, to Zion, to all his people. For those that fear the Lord often fear that they are not among the Lord's people, but still the same blessing is meted out to them, and that instruction, ye that fear the Lord. Well, do we fear the Lord? You know if you do. It's a very solemn word. Jesus said, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. How did we come in to follow Christ? How did we come into the narrow way? There is only one way. Poor, needy sinners. I'm not laying down a set line of experience. I'm not doing that. But by and by some means, your soul will be bowed down. I was thinking as I came here, when the Lord began to deal with me, I could not tell you what was wrong, but I was downcast, and then my sins came to me. And I realized what a wretch I was before God. No hope, no mercy. Now, okay, you can say you're not led that way, but can I come like this? A desire for a desire. What do I mean? There may be those here who know that they're not right. They need something more. They hardly know what they need or what they want. How can you need Christ except you know who he is? the glory of his person. It has to be open to our hearts. The efficacy and virtue of his blood, the life in the blood, must be open to our hearts. It must be opened up to us. Dear friends, before, I'm not saying before, but as it is, then he is known. But you desire to know something of grace and his tender fear. Now, if you fear the Lord and desire a living pathway, living exercise, to know something that you're the Lord's and his, the word says very humbly, very meekly, comes right down, ye that fear the Lord, ye that fear the Lord, are we among them that fear God? Friend, all we have in the way of grace is sovereignly given to us. There are those that have deeper understanding of the preciousness of Christ. They certainly have needed him, because he wouldn't be revealed if he wasn't needed. He's not filling your head with religion and doctrine only. You need, if you've got deep understanding of Christ's preciousness, you have needed him. But there are those who know him not so well and long for him. There are those who want salvation but know not in what way it will come. Those that came to Christ did not have a full understanding of him. Look at Nicodemus. Look at Zacchaeus. But they knew this was a man of God. And you may not understand the very constitution and the glory of the Lord Jesus as being the eternal one, the Son of God, and yet being the son of David. Yet do you long to know something about him? Why? Why? The fear of the Lord. David says in Psalm 19, the fear of the Lord is clean. The Holy Spirit works a new heart. Fear of sin. A desire of what is right. The fear of the Lord. There's a lovely word in Isaiah. Who is among you that feareth the Lord? Well, tonight, friend, who is among you, among this assembly, that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, desires to walk in the right way, the narrow way, desires to know something of truth? But this Holy Ghost goes on, and he knows his people's cases, that walketh in darkness and hath no light. You know, it's a very solemn thing that some people are despised if they're in that text. And they're only despised by those who are full of their own religion and their own confidence. That walketh in darkness and hath no light. Friend, if there's any light on our soul, it's sovereign mercy, and may it humble us. It's sovereign grace. If you've got light on your soul, you're exceedingly favoured of God. Value it. Thank him. And may we tremble at our own self-confidence. And the Lord will bring us again and again and again and again to need him more and more, increasingly. Growing in grace, you know, is growing in more need of Christ. That's one part of it. Yes, there is a knowledge of him and his blessing, but needing him more to that great day. That walketh in darkness and hath no light. But you know, this is where our text comes in. Let him trust in the name of the Lord. Our text says, trust in the Lord. Their Isaiah says, trust in the name of the Lord. Quite low, that, isn't it? Perhaps you can't rise higher than that. The name of the Lord. That name which is above every name. A name of mercy and a name of grace. Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Ye that fear the Lord, just very briefly, if we fear the Lord, there will be an influence upon us. The real fear of the Lord, and you may not realize it, is the secret work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. To fear sin, to fear to do wrong, but to reverence the name of God and to desire to walk in his way. The Lord will see to it that you will. He may bring trouble in your pathway, bring you to prayer. He may lay affliction on your loins to bring us down, empty and poor and needy. When we speak of dependence upon the Lord Jesus, we speak of no other props and no other helps. To know the Lord Jesus only is the desire of the church. Do we fear the Lord? Do we long to hear his voice? Do we long to have received something that's real? Long to know our sins forgiven? Are we among those that fear the Lord? That tender filial fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the continuing of days. In Psalm 128, the psalmist speaks some truth here. He just opens up by saying, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord. So they're blessed, are they? They may not fear it, they may not realize it, but they are. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways, desires to walk in his ways. Those that came to Christ, for the most part, showed him reverence. For thou shalt eat the labour of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, shall be well with thee. Many references we could go to concerning the fear of the Lord. Great fear fell upon them that heard the apostles speak and preach as they went forth among the Gentiles, even in those early part in the Jew, among the Jews. Great fear fell upon them. The fear of death, the fear of the wrath to come, yet reverence the name of God. Fear to offend him. Now, ye that fear the Lord, that are tried, that are sorrowful, ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. Now, scripture comes down low here because in Psalm 118, we have Psalm 118 opening. Let Israel now say, and then let the house of Aaron now say, and let them now that fear the Lord say. And what are they saying? That his mercy endureth forever. Do you need it? Friend, is it passing mercy, or is it forever, forever? Oh, does that lay in our hearts forever? His mercy endureth forever. And if any of us have tasted that mercy, if we've tasted that mercy by sovereign mercy, sovereign grace, his mercy endureth forever. If you see the steps, Israel, God's people, the house of Aaron, the Levites, his ministers. But then he comes low, those that fear him. It's been an encouraging word to me personally. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. And why do I find it so sweet in time past? For more than once that word has dropped in with mercy to my heart in deep trouble, because feeling under God's reproach, God's rebuke, God's correction, justly so, there is one thing that encouraged my soul. The angel of the Lord encampeth, stays, abides around them that fear him, that fear him. What a blessed scripture, what blessed truth. And delivereth them. The word goes on to say, the Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel, God's people. He will bless the house of Aaron, his ministers. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. He will bless them that fear the Lord. Now, are you among the small ones? You can look at others and say they're among the great ones. They fear the Lord greatly. But are you both small and great? The Lord, he will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. And so forth. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. You know, it's a great mercy to find some truth in the scripture concerning your own pathway and your own experience. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, yet the Lord helped me. The Lord helped me. Personal. The Lord hath chastened me sore, yet he hath not given me over unto death. Thankfulness. We deserve it. Do we have that fear of the Lord? Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. It's like an extra. It comes right down from the master's table to the dogs who pick up the crumbs. You down there, ye that fear the Lord. What are we to do? Trust in the Lord. What can I trust to, you might say? What can I hold to? Oh, that I got something to hold on to. Dear friends, whether you've had any experience in grace, and don't boast if you have, it'll be tried. And it's a great mercy, and hold it fast. In all humility, hold it fast in all humbleness of mind and spirit. Hold it fast in thankfulness and praise for that God, that Son of God, that Christ, the Anointed One, the Holy One. David, by gracious experience, speaks of how low he came. Jesus, Jesus, what is it said of him by the Holy Ghost, by David? I am a worm and no man. Reproach of men, despised of the people. What humiliation, what depths, what sin did, our sin, your sin. What did it do to Christ? Where did it bring him? Great mercy if it did bring him down. Because It's his people he suffered for. But what can I trust in? First thing, and you may say, but pathway. We might call it providence. But the end of the journey. My soul standing. Eternity. What can I trust in when I don't know the Lord? I cannot be sure of him. First thing I name, and this isn't presumption, it must be by the Holy Ghost, and it will be by the Holy Ghost, is his precious blood. That seems a big step, doesn't it? That seems a huge step. We tremble, and I can tell you now, I tremble at presumption. Terrible, awful presumption. Makes you tremble. Who am I to plead his blood and hope in it? The blessing must be by the Spirit upon us. But ye that fear the Lord, trust what? Why it was shed. The efficacy, the blessing, the life given. Who for? Who for? Sinners. Sinners. Those that fear him. Those that long for him. Those that desire him. Sinners. Oh, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Son of God. The glory of the Father, the express image of this person. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. All these are precious scriptures. In that glorious Son of God, sent from heaven. In him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily for the blessing of the church. The glory of the Father was with him. The love of the Father was with him. What for? To be manifest unto poor sinners. The power of healing, the power of blessing. Can I come and plead all things for my life, my blessing, my mercy through Jesus' blood? You may say, but do I understand what I'm saying? Teach me, Lord. Teach me. Teach me. There are many of... Pray, teach me, open my eyes, show me this way, and the Lord has been pleased to do it. It was shed for sin, to atone for sin. And the glory there, dear friend, was his life was in it, and he gave it as a ransom. He gave his life as a ransom, and the life was in the blood, as we read in the law of God, in the sacrifice. And there it was given and shared. Or do you desire to hide there, plead there, ask all things there? Why, a life given, a life taken up again, sin put away. I name this first, the blood of the Lamb of God, shed for sin. The church are instructed, and this may seem to those that who fear his name and who know him not, something rather beyond them. But ponder what it means spiritually. The Christ spoke of drinking his blood in his preaching, and when he instituted the supper, he spoke of drinking, tasting the cup, and passed the wine around and declared this as an emblem of his blood to be drunk in remembrance of him. What for life? The life of Christ, spiritually, mystically taken by spiritual meditation, experienced by the Holy Ghost, it must be. To be received, Christ's life within, and the offering and putting away of sin to be taken within, to be drunk by faith. Oh, trust, can you trust here? Oh, ye that fear the Lord, fear to presume, afraid to trust, afraid to believe, longing for Jesus, some real blessing. Oh, give me Christ, or else I die might be your cry. Trust in the Lord, trust in his blood. Not any blood, in his blood. Trust there. Many things I could name. I will name next, and I've got no space. I would start with the blood of Jesus. But then I would move perhaps now to his word, his gospel word. Can I trust this? You may say, I want a word with power to my soul. Beloved friend, so do all of God's people, every one of us. And I'm in the front there. I need the word with life and power. And I fear to take any word to myself and tremble at the thought of it. And sometimes, oh, well unto me, I believe sometimes I have perhaps made a mistake. And it brings nothing but sorrow of heart and brings into question everything else that the Lord has given. And we have to fall down flat before the Lord as helpless creature and until he bid arise, but he will bid arise, and he does bid arise again. He does bid arise. Oh, can I trust in his word? I want a word given me. Friend, God's people, in their pathway, concerning their soul, concerning their sins forgiven, want the word really applied to their heart and made known. That is a fact. But has there a word been resting on your spirit, your mind? What effect did it have on you? You may say, I want the Holy Ghost work. The Holy Ghost works in your soul, dear friend, through the word. Does it rest on your heart, on your mind? Does it have an influence upon you? Does it bring forth cries unto God? The word of the gospel. There's an opening. You long for it. Your soul thirsts for it. You long for it to come closer. Can I trust? Can I trust in his word? As made known. Friend, the gospel is a comfort. God's people often write hard things against themselves, and I'm one of those, because what wretches we really are, you know. Do you get to that place? How can God dwell here? I've got to this place a lot. If God is that holy, real God, and he is, he could never dwell in my heart. Never, never. And I'm not just saying these things. God knoweth it to be true. How can God, that holy God, that holy Christ, that Holy Ghost, dwell in my life and heart? He cannot be God if he dwells there, because he is so holy. But he does by grace, by his blood, by his love, by his determinate counsel. And he it is that overcomes all things in our heart and our life. He will overcome. Now, does his word draw you? Draw you to go to him. Draw you to plead it. Do you value it? Does your soul hang on to it? And it is a word of mercy, a word of grace, and there will be instruction. And I wish to add this. The gospel word has the life of the Lamb in it, the life of Christ in it. It's not dead words. It's not reasoning powers. It's not saying, well, it says this, and I understand it to mean that. Bow down, sense and reason. Faith on your own. The life of Christ is in the Word. The love of Christ is in the Word. The love of God is in the Word. Oh, you don't feel that. You say, I don't feel love flowing to me. But oh, are you drawn to this Word and to the Lord in the Word? His Word is mercy, you know. I preach from Lord's Day morning a blessed word. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Ponder it. One that is an affliction or trial or whatever, soul trouble. One healing only. Even on your body. Where? I'm the Lord. You may be under medication, whatever. I have medication, whatever it is. But I am the Lord. That I may know him is your cry. That I may know him, the power of his resurrection, the power of reviving, the fellowship of his sufferings, in my trials, being made conformable unto his death. I am the Lord that healeth thee, that healeth thee. Oh, how you long for the living waters to flow. You know, dear friends, on a journey, and we're on a spiritual journey if we're bound for heaven. If we're God's people, they're on a journey. But they have to seek water in the journey. Yes, the gospel provides the water. And as we understand, literally in the desert, the water from Sinai, from Horeb, followed them those 38 years until the last 18 months. But they had to seek for water again. And God provided every time, whether it was digging wells or whatever it was. And again, at Kadesh Barnea, Moses was instructed to speak to the rock. He provided the water. But it has to be sought and it's needed. Do you need the healing? Do you need the word of mercy? Does it learn your heart? Does it bring you to prayer? Does it bring you to the Lord Jesus Christ? Can I trust? Can I trust? This trust, I must stop here. What is trust? We're not speaking of natural trust. How do we put it? It is the higher blessing of faith. The hymn writer says, faith is the gift of God. Deep in the heart it lies, it lives and labours under load. Though damped, it never dies. Many have got faith, bowed down in sorrow. But when we come to trust, there is the rising of faith by the Spirit, not by our doing. But as the spring of water from the ground naturally in nature, so the springing of hope rises in the soul to trust what the Lord has made known and done for you. Trust. Trust. Can I trust in his mercy? I need it. I need it. Is there mercy with this God of heaven? He's placed it in his Son for sinners. He's placed it in his only begotten Son. And it is to him will the Gentiles go to for salvation and for blessing. Trust is there. Mercy is there. Forgiveness is there. Love is there. Compassion is there. Do you need the Lord to compassionate your case? You know, to know him will be the blessing, if I may say that rightly. It's not knowing about the Lord, it's receiving the living waters from him. Compassion on us, have we pray. If thou canst do anything, cries the man with the lunatic son, have compassion on us and help us. Have you come to that place? To the Son of God, full of compassion, full of mercy. Is there forgiveness with him? The psalmist says, there is forgiveness with thee, thou mayest be feared. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. Oh, trust him. But how? What ground? It's sinners. It's sinners. Trembling sinners. Trust him. That is the instruction. That is the blessing of the Lord. Trust him. What is this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them? Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. And the psalmist goes on. He is their help and their shield. Well, these are joined. If trust is given us and faith, help will be given. And God has laid help upon one that is mighty. He is the Lord your help. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? We read. He's laid help for poor sinners to strengthen them to come, to strengthen them to pray, to direct their hearts, to lead them in the narrow way, the right way. Help. The Lord, is he your help? What other help have you got? You will know the contrast. You're helpless. Helpless without the Lord. But has he been your help? Has he been your help? The Holy Ghost comes forth from God, from Christ, to encourage his people to pray on and to press and to plead his name. Help me. I think of the man I quoted in prayer, the lunatic son. When the Lord said to him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. These are the very words of God, the very words of the Son of God. What was the reply? What's your reply? Lord, I believe, I desire to believe. I believe, I do believe a little. Oh, but oh, my unbelief. Oh, I fear to presume. My unbelief, I'm so fearful. And the man had every reason. Every reason. His son was foaming and falling down again. And how could he believe when he was before the Lord that he could heal him? Oh, your hard case. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I wonder what our answer is. We would say generally, of course we know it's not, but my case is too hard. My petitions are not accepted. Where can I go? Friend, there is a fountain opened in compassion to heal thy sorrows. Help. Laid help upon one that is mighty. Help now. Help in the unknown way. Help at the end of the journey. Help in death. When we consider the end of the journey and death, and how we're found in deep straits so often, so full of fear, so full of unbelief, how shall we do in the swellings of Jordan? We shall want realities. Friend, are you brought to need realities now? Help. Help me, Lord. Help me. The woman of Canaan, she came and worshipped him, and that was her cry. She came and worshipped him. Don't pass over him. Worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. He is their help. Ye that fear the Lord, who is your help? Has Christ helped you? Has the Son of God helped you? Does the Word help you? Have you been helped? Help to hold fast. Help to the end. A daily help. An hourly help. This God of compassion, friend, he sent the manna every day. It speaks volumes. It speaks volumes. It speaks our need of him every day. And it speaks the provision every day. I know it's natural bread that came. I know we might speak of natural bread. It was heavenly bread that came down from heaven and lay on the ground. It was, they described it as angels' food, not that angels eat food, their spirits. It was heavenly bread. God sent it, created it. As the glory of Christ should be made known, it is a type of the living bread in Jesus. Their help. And what a provision. Has he been your help? The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. How many times do you cry out, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Help me to believe. Help me to submit. Help me to bow to thy will. Help me to bow in this dispensation. We need help in everything, friend. To the end of the journey. The Lord's will. We need help to believe the Lord's will is best for us personally, you know. I know that's going very low. But we do, we do. But he's laid that help upon one that is mighty. But you know, arise, my love. What language? Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Come away from this sorrow, what you're in. Come close to me. Trust me. Wait on me. Cast your care on me. Peter speaks of it, doesn't he? In his first epistle, the fifth chapter. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Help. He is their help and their shield. Two things we could think of here come to mind immediately. Protection, safety. In a time of trouble, a time of battle, a hiding place, as it were. And further, from arrows flying up and down, a covering, the same principle applied. A covering. Who is the Lord? The Lord is your defense. You will not fear what man can, what can man do unto you, said the psalmist in what we read. What can he do to you? What can man do if the Lord is your shield, your defense? But think of it spiritually. We deserve what? Friend, do you know what it is to feel lost? To deserve, to realize this God is right, to condemn us. We're not lost without a reason, you know. God doesn't send forth, he's not an unkind God. He doesn't send forth the judgment without a reason, without a purpose in it and a need for it. Shield, defense, his precious death, his blood, his gospel, his word. Some of those things I've mentioned. A shield, a shield, his blood, a hiding place, a sure refuge when we come to the end. We need his blood now for the forgiveness of our sin to plead. We shall need it when we come to the end to speak peace. It does speak peace, the life given. Shield. Friend, your defence, your support. And Paul in the Ephesians speaks of, in that armour of God, he speaks of putting on the whole armour of God. And is a blessed description. We think of it in spiritual terms. The time has almost run, so I can't go through it. But he comes to this word and he says, above all, stand therefore having your loins girt with truth, having on the best breastplate of righteousness, we need that, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And he goes on, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and so forth. Above all, taking the shield of faith. That line in our text, ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. Taking the shield of faith. The accuser of the brethren, the enemy comes in like a flood. When Satan speaks, and I know this from experience, I've turned to him and said, but the Lord dropped this in, and Satan goes. I've said to Satan, do you speak to Satan? The Lord said this to me, and I know it to be real. Faith given in the moment, not our own strength. We're no match for the enemy, you know. Another occasion, he showed me all my sins, and they were real, and I couldn't argue. I said, devil, thou hast shown me all this, yet I believe I know a precious blood of Jesus. I know the Lord Jesus. Thou hast not shown me him. And I felt him run away. He lured and went off. And the Lord came. I'm not being dramatic. These things are very real, you know. O ye that fear the Lord. The Lord doesn't despise those that tenderly fear his name. The Lord regards the prayer of the destitute, you know. Big men in religion despise the poor that struggle to believe. They say, well, why can't you believe then? You're full of unbelief. What's wrong with you? Get on with it. You're unbelieving. Ah, do you know the struggle within? The power of the enemy. God doesn't despise the poor and the needy. He dwelleth with the lowly on the earth. He dwelleth with the lowly. Look how low Christ came. Ye that fear the Lord. Ah, friend, that's a mercy. It comes right down to the lowest place. Ye that tremble at my... To this man will I look. To him that trembleth at my word. I haven't quite quoted that right. To this man will I look. To him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. To him that is poor, of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. To this man will I look, to him. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. Blessed Jesus, the Son of God, full of grace, full of, yes, the Holy One that will come to judgment. He is coming the second time to judgment. But full of grace, full of truth, full of mercy, the fountain of life. Trust in what he has said and done for your soul. And trust what you discover in the gospel as it's made sweet to your heart. Is there a little opening in the scripture? Is there an opening in the word of God? That access at the throne of grace is a little opening, a little leading for you to encourage your soul. Trust in the Lord. He is their help, the only help, and their shield, their defense. Friend, that shield of faith, received by faith in the heart. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. And he will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great.
God willing, Mr. Pack will preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Timothy Rosier next Wednesday evening. Let us close with hymn 349. Jesus, Shepherd of thy people, lead us through this desert land. We are weak and poor and feeble, yet we trust thy mighty hand. Great Protector, by thy power alone we stand. Hymn 349.
Thank you.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.